Hello and hola. This is your One Football World Cup briefing, coming to you straight from our AI newsroom. Let's hear the biggest football stories of the day.
England manager Thomas Tuchel has received a significant fitness boost on the eve of the World Cup quarterfinal against Norway in Miami, with Mark Gahey, Declan Rice, and Reece James all taking part in training. Gahey had been managing a hamstring injury, while vice-captain Rice had been struck down by a stomach bug following last weekend's last 16 victory in Mexico. James, who had missed England's previous three matches with a hamstring issue, also returned to training, representing a notable reinforcement of Tuchel's defensive options. The manager confirmed the full squad is available, with the sole exception of suspended defender Jarrell Kwanzaa, describing the situation as good news. Jordan Henderson, who required wrist surgery after falling during the post-match celebrations at the Estadio Azteca, also remains part of the squad.
On the matter of Kwanzaa's ban, FIFA extended the Bayer Leverkusen defender's suspension to two matches after his straight red card against Mexico was deemed serious foul play under FIFA's disciplinary code, following a VAR review of his challenge on Jesus Gallardo. The ban means Kwanzaa will miss not only the quarterfinal against Norway, but also a potential semifinal. Tuchel, who had publicly criticized the tournament's referees as just not good enough after the Mexico game, said he does not believe his comments influenced the length of the ban, though he added that England have received no explanation from FIFA for the upgraded suspension.
Spain snatch a dramatic late win over Belgium to reach the World Cup semifinals. Spain are through to the World Cup semifinals after substitute Mikel Merino fired home in the 88th minute to seal a 2-1 victory over an injury-hit Belgium side on Friday at a sold-out Los Angeles stadium. Fabian Ruiz had given Spain the lead in the 30th minute, converting a rebound after Belgium keeper Thibaut Courtois made a diving save, with the ball finding the net through defender Timothy Castagne's legs. Belgium leveled 11 minutes later through Charles de Ketelaar, who timed his run to head Castagne's cross past keeper Unai Simon, the first goal Spain had conceded in the tournament. Belgium's problems deepened in the second half when Courtois went off injured, replaced by backup keeper Sene Lammens, who failed to hold Pau Cubarsí's low strike, allowing Merino to tap home from close range. Belgium had already been without captain Yuri Tielemans, who picked up an injury in the warm-up, and midfielder Amadou Onana, sidelined with a torn ACL. It was only the second time Spain have reached the World Cup semifinals. The first was in 2010, when they lifted the trophy. European champion Spain will now face tournament favorites France in Dallas on Tuesday for a place in the final.
England's iconic number 7 shirt has been worn by some of the nation's greatest footballing talents over the decades. Since 1990, England have qualified for numerous World Cups and European championships, and each time, a different player has carried the famous shirt number into battle. The number 7 jersey has graced the backs of some remarkable individuals throughout that period, from the early 90s right through to the modern era. Planet Football has put together a quiz challenging fans to name every player who wore the number 7 shirt for England at each major tournament since 1990. The challenge covers every World Cup and European championships that England have qualified for across more than 30 years of international football. Those who complete that challenge can also test themselves on a second quiz, naming every player to score 20 or more goals for England. Both quizzes are available on the Planet Football website, where over 1,000 football quizzes can be played in full screen mode.
Two football giants collide as England face Norway in the World Cup quarterfinal. The World Cup quarterfinal between England and Norway promises one of the most compelling individual battles the tournament has seen in years, with Harry Kane and Erling Haaland set to go head-to-head. Both strikers have carried their outstanding club form into the tournament and are among the leading contenders for the Golden Boot, hot on Lionel Messi's heels. There is a curious footnote to this rivalry. Haaland was born in Leeds, meaning there's a parallel universe where he could have worn an England shirt, or even lined up alongside Kane. But the Manchester City striker has always been Norwegian at heart, and he now stands as the single greatest threat to England's hopes of reaching the semifinals. The match is scheduled for Saturday, and both players arrive in such rich form that it would be a surprise if neither found the net.
Thanks for listening. This World Cup briefing is based on reporting from One Football and its news partners and was produced with the support of artificial intelligence and Artically. While every effort has been made to ensure accuracy, errors cannot be completely ruled out, and we therefore accept no liability for the content. Thank you for your spirit of innovation. Enjoy the podcast and the FIFA World Cup.